The musical Mame opened on Broadway in 1966 and starred Angela Lansbury and Bea Arthur as Mame and her best friend Vera. Both won a Tony Award for their performances. If you don't know who Angela Lansbury and Bea Arthur are, you may know them from their television shows. Angela played Jessica Fletcher on Murder, She Wrote. My children know her as the older woman who was in the Broadway show with our friend Jane and who gave them a big hug backstage after the show. Bea Arthur was Maude and was in The Golden Girls, the tall one with a very deep, deep voice. And ironically, I read that the actor who played Maude's husband on the show, Bill Macy, died this weekend at the age of 97. Mame is based on a novel written in 1955 by Patrick Dennis, titled Auntie Mame. The following year, it was made into a play, a non-musical that starred Rosalind Russell, and then made into a movie in 1958 that also starred Miss Russell. The main character, named Mame Dennis, is famous for her one-liners, such as "Life is a banquet, and most people are starving to death." She uses more colorful language than I just did. Last Sunday, we talked about the laments in the Book of Psalms and how important it is for us to express our honest feelings of grief, sadness, and anger, that this is part of the healing process. We especially need to express these feelings to God, this higher power. Remembering the quote, "The atheist may complain, but the believer can protest." So these laments are really affirmations of faith covered by grief and anger. But Mame reminds us that there's another important aspect of healthy thinking that we need to apply to our lives, and that is positive thinking, being hopeful. As she said, we can't let the depression depress us. She's an expert at taking lemons and making lemonade. Norman Vincent Peale wrote his best-selling book, The Power of Positive Thinking, in 1952, and I wonder if that book had something to do with the novel that Patrick Dennis wrote in 1955, as Mame seems to be the personification of Peale's positive thinking. Before Peale's book, there was James Allen's book, As a Man Thinketh, published in 1903. The title comes from Proverbs 23, verse 7. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. James Allen, Norman Vincent Peale, Mame Dennis believe that our thoughts and our attitudes shape our circumstances, can even transform them, either in a good way are in a negative way. And we, of course, can add Jesus of Nazareth to this list because he believed in this possibility thinking technique too, and he, of course, called it faith. Faith. Norman Vincent Peale's The Power of Positive Thinking was on the New York Times best-selling list, get this, for 186 weeks, 48 of which were spent in the number one spot. Dr. Peale first titled the book, The Power of Faith. But do you know that it almost never got published? Thank goodness that Dr. Peale's wife, Ruth, had more faith than he did. Because you see, after the manuscript had been rejected by publisher after publisher after publisher, Dr. Peale took the manuscript and threw it into the trash can and said, I never want to see it again. Ruth, Mrs. Peel, started going to the trash can. He said, "Don't you dare, Ruth, don't ever touch it." So later, Ruth picked up the trash can and took it to another publisher. He said, "It's good, but the title is going to turn some people off. Don't you also want to reach people who may not consider themselves religious? I notice that you often use the phrase in the book, positive thinking. So instead of calling it the power of faith, why don't you call it the power of positive thinking?" And the rest is history. When I moved to New York in 1981, I lived two blocks from Dr. Peel's church, Marble Collegiate. I could literally roll out of bed and go hear Peel every Sunday, and I did. And I can't stress enough how meaningful it was for me after going to audition after audition and being rejected and rejected every single week. How meaningful it was to go hear Dr. Peel say to you, "You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you." Or say to me, "And if God be for us, who can be against us?" It was because of these mental and spiritual messages, these mental and spiritual massages, that I was able to keep going to auditions and in turn finally start getting some work. Whenever I talk on this subject, I always think about Viktor Frankl, the Austrian psychiatrist and neurologist. In 1938, Hitler's troops invaded Austria. 4 years later, in 1942, the Nazis forced Viktor and his young wife, Tilly, to abort their child. Then they were arrested and were deported along with Victor's parents. And after half a year, Victor's father died of exhaustion. In 1944, Viktor, Tilly, and his 65-year-old mother were taken to Auschwitz. His mother was immediately murdered in the gas chamber. Tilly was moved to another camp and died there at the age of 24. In 1945, Viktor comes down with typhoid fever. But later that year, the camp is liberated by the United States troops. He learns that his brother was also killed in the concentration camps. How does someone go on after experiencing all of that? Well, Viktor did. He said that the Nazis could control what he did, but they could not control his mind or his spirit. And he would go on to write a book titled Man's Search for Meaning that has been called one of the 10 most influential books in the United States. It sold over 10 million copies, translated into 24 languages. In it, Frankl talks about the importance of our attitudes, our thinking, as we especially go through traumatic events, that our attitudes make a difference. Now, I've mentioned four incredible books that I hope you will consider reading. All have to do with mind power, with faith, with positive thinking, which can transform our lives and circumstances. It transformed this church that was about to close in 1993. But the books are, again, let me remind you, As a Man Thinketh by James Allen, The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale, Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl. And the fourth book we've talked about is the Bible, written by many different people. Some of the passages I encourage you to read and to memorize and to saturate yourself with from the Bible are, "If God be for us, who can be against us?" "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. If you saturate your mind and your heart with these passages, you will be blessed in so many ways. It happened to me from Peel's ministry at Marble Collegiate. Especially do it at night. You'll sleep better. And then do it in the morning. You'll live better. Mame Dennis is thrown a couple of curveballs. Her brother dies and leaves behind his 10-year-old son, Patrick, who is entrusted into Auntie Mame's care. So into Mame's freewheeling, bohemian, intellectual, artsy lifestyle comes this little boy to be taken care of. And then the depression hits. Mame, who had been used to a life of luxury, has to adjust again, and does, because she keeps reframing things. She keeps finding the positive, keeps having faith and hope. One way she does this is by not being afraid to open a new window. She sings, "Open a new window, open a new door, travel a new highway that's never been tried before." And as she sings these kinds of songs throughout the show, there's a lot of this positive thinking through tough times in the musical. She's communicating this message to all of us in the audience, but in the show, her message is meant for her little nephew, Patrick, as she seeks to love him and to teach him about life. And it's fun to watch their relationship because Patrick has never been in the presence of someone like Mame before. Mame, who lets little Patrick come to her adult parties and experience life as she experiences it. And as I thought about this show, I thought about the Mames I have had in my life. Who are the Mames in your life? One of my Mames was actually a married couple. Their names were Betty and Bob Simmerly. They attended the church I grew up in and led our MYF program, our youth program. They were also involved, very involved in community theater here in Savannah, at the Savannah Little Theater. They were like the first adults I knew who did that crazy theater stuff. And they were like the first cool adults I knew. And it's funny, I'm talking about them today because Betty was more like B. Arthur than B. Arthur, let me tell you. Her voice was even deeper than B. Arthur's. And what I remember most about Betty and Bob is that they didn't treat you like you were a kid. In their eyes, each one of us youth had value and worth. And even though we were young, they respected us. They asked us questions. They wondered what we thought about things. They valued our opinions. They talked to us as peers. And like Mame, they loved to have fun. They were a big part of helping me to learn how to value myself and to start thinking for myself. Thank God for my Mames, Betty and Bob Simmerly. Another Mame in my life was another couple. This couple was named Stuart and Gary. Stuart and Gary were members of Marble Collegiate Church, Peel's Church in New York. They were the first openly gay people I knew who called themselves Christians and who were leaders in the church. Stuart was white from Montana, and Gary was black from Philadelphia. They had been partners for a long, long time and were two of the best people Sherry and I knew in New York. They broke all of the stereotypes I had been taught growing up in the South in the 60s and 70s about gay people. And like the Simmerlys, Gary and Stuart encouraged me to open a new window, to do some growing up, to do some thinking for myself. And like Mame and the Simmerleys, Gary and Stuart like to have fun and a good time too. Who have been the Mames in your life? Who are the people who have shown you worth? Who are the people who stretched you, who challenged your way of thinking and helped you grow? Who were the people who helped you have fun? If they are still alive, I encourage you to contact them and to thank them, call them, or send them a note. Let them know what they did for you. And if they are deceased, find a way to honor them. You can still honor them, even though they're deceased. I also want to ask you today to think about how you can be a Mame to others, especially to young people. How can you support them, love them, help them to see their value and worth? How can you help stretch them? How can you encourage them to open a new window? This is a complex world we live in with complex problems and issues. It's so challenging for young people. How can you be a Mame to make a difference in their lives? And finally, I encourage you to allow the spirit of Mame to touch your life so you can truly experience this banquet called life, so you can open a new window in the areas of your life that are paralyzing you. Maybe it's help with a relationship. Maybe it's help with an addiction. Maybe it's help with a job. Hear Mame telling you not to be afraid to open a new window. Mame started us off today with a litany that reminded us that it's great to be alive. It is said that the great American writer and thinker, Henry Thoreau, would begin each day by reminding himself just that it's great to be alive. He would run over in his mind all the wonderful things that he would miss if he were not alive. The glory and drama of sunrise and sunset, the charm of the old human ways, the love of dear ones. He would miss the aroma of breakfast being prepared and the happy talk around the table. If he were not alive, a person would have no interesting job to do, nor would he or she have the experience of meeting friends on the street and enjoying a warm greeting. If he were not living, he would never feel summer rain on his face, nor hear the crunch of snow underfoot on a cold winter's night. He would miss all the wonderful sentimental associations of life, the soft touch of a hand while walking on a moonlight night, baby fingers around his own, the familiar voices of faces of loved ones. Thoreau said that this exercise gave him a keen awareness of so many things he got to experience and be thankful for, and that giving thanks just for being alive gave him an enormous sense of gratitude and enhanced appreciation of life itself. Try it. It will do something strange and wonderful for you. Take the bulletin home and read the litany we began the service with today so that it can help you express your feelings. You know, Savannah has a special place in the story of Mame. Mame meets a wealthy southern gentleman named Beauregard, who happens to be from Savannah, Georgia. They marry. But while on one of their many vacations around the world, Beauregard slips while on the Matterhorn in the Alps and falls to his death. So again, Mame has another obstacle, another challenge to overcome. But we know she can do it, that she's able to do it. And she does, because she is able to keep the faith and open a new window. You and I can too. The person you ought to be is three-dimensional, soaking up life down to your toes. Whenever they say you're slightly unconventional, just put your thumb up to your nose and show them how to dance to a new rhythm, whistle a new song, toast with a new vintage. The fizz doesn't fizz for long. There's only one way to make the bubble stay. Simply travel a new highway, dance to a new rhythm, open a new window every day. Well, I can't sing that song as well as our Mame does, but you're going to get to hear her sing it in just a minute. But whether we can sing it or not, Mame would say that the important thing is to do it. God bless us as we recognize the wonderful gift of life that God has given us. God bless us as we seek to experience life in its fullness, a life of meaning, hope, and joy. Amen and amen.